RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, it's Stephen Stepslow, host of Song 2, the podcast where we try and convince you that the second song on an album is the album's best or most important. And in this week's Friday episode, we are taking Michelle of the Netherlands by the way of Brighton band CL over the Song 2 Coles. Needless to say, she's one for in, one for out, but does place a lot of importance on the influence of a producer. Check it out.
I'm Michelle from Seattle, and you're listening to Today Radio.
Now, Michelle, I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album or an EP is the album or EP's best or most important track. We're asking musicians to tell us about track listing and if they agree with my completely made-up theory. So, Michelle from CL, are you in agreement that the second song on an album is the album's best or most important? And if not, why not?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think just thinking about how I do my own track listing, but I think I always tend to put what I like most first, because I'm like, this is what people are going to hear first. But yeah. I guess often, like, I guess artists tend to maybe put, like, a strong song as a second song because, you know, the first song is maybe a bit of an introduction to the album, more like easing into it. And then, yeah, the second song, they want to have like a banger to, you know, draw people's attention.
Who gets the final say in the band? Are you strict with this is how the album or the EP is going to sound, or is there a lot of comment that comes from the producer as well?
There's definitely a lot of influence from the producer. In the end, we as a band have the final say in it, but yeah, I don't know, there's never a lot of creative struggles when we work in the studio because we're really on the same page and yeah, 99% of the time we all really love the direction that Steve is bringing things into. So yeah, we really like to follow that as well. I think it's important to me, it's really important to have a producer there who is like an external ear, because you can, when you write the songs, you can be really stuck in yeah, it's hard to like be objective about them at some point. So it's good to have this external person that, yes, I don't know, sometimes maybe brings it exactly where you thought the song would end up, like, and sometimes brings it in a completely different direction, and that's also okay.